breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we are making our way through a very busy season here at the start of 2022, I want to turn once again to Gordon Chang because there are things happening in a very important part of the world that I think we need to be mindful of, and not the least of which, we've spent a lot of time talking about China and what they've done in recent weeks. It looks like North Korea may be up to some mischief again, and that is not an understatement. They are claiming that they have test-fired very important missiles to describe what they are and how serious this threat is. We have invited Gordon Chang to be back with us again. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thanks for making time for us today. We just saw the Chinese successfully test hypersonic technology. What is North Korea claiming to have launched, and does it matter?
North Korea claims to have launched in one of these tests recently a hypersonic glide vehicle. This is something that drops out of orbit and can incinerate an American city with very little notice, and that's why it matters. The question here, which we need to hear from President Biden, we need to hear from the Pentagon, but we're not, is where is North Korea getting this technology? The least likely answer is that they developed this on their own. The most likely answer is they got this from China. And until we actually get to the bottom of this, I think that we should put our relations with Beijing on hold, because Beijing is proliferating some of the most dangerous technologies on Earth to the North Korean regime, which, of course, is the most militant ruling group on the planet.
So let me ask kind of the bottom line question, because this, I think, is where the American people's minds are at. If they do have what they claim to have tested, is it likely that the regime that's there would be encouraged to use it? It's one thing for bad people to sit and thump their chest and say, oh, we hate America and we're going to kill all of you guys someday. I mean, Iran's been doing that for a long time. But is it likely that this particular leader, this particular regime, is inclined to, if not attack the American homeland with a hit on a city, at least one of our allies in the region? What's your take on that, Gordon?
Well, North Korea will use this weapon. That's not to say that they'll fire it off, but they will use this for intimidation. And certainly they will use it for deterrence. So one of the things about nuclear weapons is, even if you never launch, you are using it all the time, as we do. We use this for deterrence.
Sure.
But we know that the North Koreans will threaten to incinerate the South. They've done this periodically. They threaten to nuke the U.S. They do that from time to time, as does the Chinese. So we've got to be concerned about their developments, even if they never launch. And, of course, we can't be sure that they will keep these things in their silos.
We've talked about the nexus that potentially could erupt from China and Russia working together and kind of trying to corner or backdoor America into certain concessions. Is there a symbiosis between North Korea and China that could affect something similar, or could North Korea be invited into a three-way nexus with Russia to contribute to such a kind of cornering of the U.S.?
Well, China controls North Korea. Now, it is true, as experts will tell you, that the Koreans just viscerally hate the Chinese. But that doesn't answer the geopolitical question that you raised, because Kim Jong-un knows that he can't sustain his regime without support from Beijing. And so Beijing, when it really wants something, will get the North Koreans to act. And that's why I think it is certainly possible and even likely that when China wants North Korea to do something, North Korea will have no choice but to act. So, yes, we should consider both of them together as a single unit.
Okay. And that's important. I just don't hear that being said on media pretty much anywhere else, Gordon. So I'm glad that you're giving us the straight skinny on that. Let's move to a little bit of a weird story. The partial owner of the Golden State Warriors came out this week basically giving the implication that nobody cares about the Uyghurs in China. Now, I will tell you that if you ask 15 people on the street here in New York City if they even know what the Uyghurs are, there's a very high likelihood that only a handful of them would, if any at all. But that doesn't preclude the owner of an NBA team from making such a kind of calloused and uncaring statement, does it?
Well, he said that nobody cares about the Uyghurs, which isn't true. But he also said some other things which have yet to really get wide publicity, and that is that America is no better than China, that the genocide may be not occurring, and that the Chinese are not running a dictatorship. So these things are highly questionable, as you might imagine.
Those sound like straight out of Beijing CCP talking points. I mean, you couldn't have nailed it any better.
Yeah, he was very close to what the Communist Party was saying. And so, therefore, this is a matter of great concern. What's really surprising, though, is that he is, and his family is, a refugee from Sri Lanka, where there was ethnic cleansing, where there was genocide. So these are statements that no one should make, but certainly nobody with his background should be making. And this just shows you that the woke left, they're hypocritical at worst, but at worst what they're doing is they are supporting crimes against humanity, which is what Chamath was saying. And so really when we think about all of this, there are problems in our country, and we have got to solve them.
Let me ask you just as a general question. The NBA seems to be playing very, very tight with the CCP. What would you like to see the government do as a way of getting involved, or maybe not, to discourage the NBA from going down that path? Because this is not new in 2022. They had problems in 2021 and 2020 and 2019.
The President of the United States should invoke the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 and prohibit the NBA and other American sporting organizations from doing business in China.
Wow, that would be a rather big foot being put down. And I think that we should do it. Any idea why Trump didn't when he was there for 4 years? Because, like I said, this isn't a new problem.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Trump wanted a trade deal with China.
Okay.
And so he excused a lot of bad behavior. And he would be president today, I think, if he had continued his earlier path on China. But when it came to the trade negotiations, President Trump allowed China to do a number of things which I think were unacceptable. And he soft played the coronavirus epidemic, yeah, which then became a pandemic. If Trump had actually been as tough as he should have been, I think he would have been president today.
Huh. Well, then there's that whole nasty problem of drop boxes being put far too many places. But we'll deal with that at a separate issue. Gordon Chang, thank you as always for your input. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. Kevin McCullough with lots more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.